Well, look, an event that's happening and always is a big fundraising one, early November, is the Relay for Life. And thought we'd have a little bit of a look at what we can expect from the event today with Joel Shakespeare, who's looking after the entertainment for Relay for Life on the day. Good morning, Joel. A big responsibility. If everyone's not happy with the entertainment, they're going to come calling for you.
Well, I've got a good hiding spot already listed out, so...
You might be okay then. Look, let's take a step back from a moment, Joel. Relay for Life, can you explain to us, for those who may not be totally aware, what Relay for Life is raising awareness and funds for?
Definitely. So Relay for Life is a Cancer Council fundraiser. So as we know, with Cancer Council, they're 90% community funded. So everything comes through fundraising. So for us in the Hunter, we do, I guess, in each area, a Relay for Life, and to try and raise those vital funds for the Cancer Council and their research as well.
So definitely going to a good cause. Now, Saturday, November 4 is the Relay for Life. What exactly can we expect on the day?
So on the day, we've got, it's a jam-packed program, which is fantastic. The three main things that I really look forward to on the day as a committee member and even as someone from the community is what it's all about is fight back, remember, and looking at the things around what Cancer Council do. So for us, we've got a few ceremonies as well, which are a really important part. We've got a candlelight ceremony at 8 p.m. So where basically we shut down all the lights at the centre and we have a really emotional ceremony looking at someone that has lost their battle through cancer within the last year. And this year is going to be a very special ceremony. I'm not sure if you guys or a lot of people would have heard around Hannah, the young girl that was taken to her formal by the Knights player.
Yes, I think everyone in the Hunter was touched by her story.
Yeah, so we've got the Fight for Connor Foundation who organised all that. So they're a team in our relay this year, which is fantastic. And part of that was Connor, the little boy who the foundation started after. They like to say, collected people along his journey. So Hannah was one of his collections. They met during treatment. Unfortunately, both of them have passed. So the lady, Monica, who runs that foundation, is actually going to tell their both stories as part of that. And then we do a lap around the track lit by candles. And that's a very emotional time for everyone. So that's one of our big ones. And we've obviously got our survivors and carers afternoon tea and ceremony where we honour our survivors and carers on the day. So they're two of our main ceremonies. We've got lots of fun things as well. So obviously we've got the really serious, but we've got lots of fun things. So personally, one of my main things, and I know a lot of people get into it, is our Miss Relay contest. Little bit of a spin on Miss Relay, I guess you could say. So that's where teams nominate a male from their team to dress up as a female and get on stage and have a dance off and really try and raise that extra funds as well.
Of course they do.
and they get right into it. We were looking back at some photos the other night and some of them are just hilarious.
Joel, that would certainly be one of the big fun events. It sounds like you're going to have the entire thing covered. Will be a great day. We've got some information at our webpage for those interested. Mate, I better let you go because it sounds like you've found a really good hiding place. Can you share with me once we've finished where that is? Because I think I need to run and hide sometime. So.
Yeah, definitely.
All righty, Joel, thank you for your time. And it is Saturday, November 4. We've got some details at our webpage at 2NURFM.com. If you'd like to find out about the Relay for Life, that's Joel Shakespeare, the entertainment coordinator on the day. 2NURFM, it's 9:45.